Okay, I have to tell you a quick story really, really fast. But I was walking with my friend the other day at tennis, and she was asking me if I use this app that you get cash back when you're shopping. She was telling me all about how she gets cash back at, I think, Neiman Marcus. Well, I was like, yes, I use an app called Rakuten, and I've been using it for now forever, what seems like. You guys have heard me talk about it before. You heard Gretchy talk about it. And she was like, yes, that's it. Rakuten is the app that I use also, which 17 million people use Rakuten. But I mean, I was super stoked to know that one of my friends is also saving money. And I'm telling you, you guys, cash gets deposited into my PayPal for me shopping. It's a no-brainer. It's also super easy. You just download the Rakuten app and you start shopping at your favorite stores. There's 3,500 of them, so it's easy to do. I go to Nike, Sephora, Macy's, what else? Ulta. They all have cash back. Now, get the Rakuten app now and join the 17 million members who are already saving. Cashback rates change daily. See Rakuten.com for those details. That's Rakuten. That's again, Rakuten. Your cashback really does add up.
The struggle to lose weight is real, and I am all about the help wherever I can get it. How about y'all? Are you ready to lose weight? With Effecty, getting access to powerful GLP-1 weight loss medications has never been easier or more affordable. Effecty offers compound semaglutide, the same active ingredients as the popular name brands, but for up to 80% less. These medications work by regulating appetite and blood sugar, helping you lose weight in a sustainable and science-backed way. Getting started is simple. Fill out a short medical questionnaire, then connect with a licensed provider through a quick chat-based telehealth consultation. If you're eligible, your prescription gets shipped straight to your door. No hassle, no waiting rooms. With transparent pricing, no hidden fees, and no membership required, Effecty is committed to making proven weight loss treatments accessible to everyone. You guys, I am loving my NAD Plus and Metformin that I receive from Effecty. For me, the combo has been the jumpstart I needed to start the weight loss train and feel better while doing it. Are you ready to level up your weight loss game? Right now, my listeners can get $50 off GLP-1 weight loss treatments at Effecty.com with code CLINK at checkout. That's Effecty.com. EFFECTY.com and use code CLINK to get $50 off your first month of GLP-1 weight loss treatments. No hassles, no memberships, and no hidden fees. Get started today.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, for prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.
At Ritual, Mother's Day is kind of a big deal, and we're celebrating accordingly. Find your ritual. If mom needs a bit of stress relief, digestive support, or is looking to support glowy, smooth skin, do it today with 40% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/podcast. That's ritual.com/podcast for 40% off your first month. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, and welcome to Housewives of True Crime.
Welcome.
Welcome. I am Tabitha. Give me Dateline, white wine, and I'll pick up your kids in the carpool line.
The next day, right?
Yeah, the next day.
Okay. And I am Gretchen. I like white wine, true crime, and in bed by 9 because I have a lot of stuff to do in the morning.
We are Housewives of True Crime.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. Welcome.
Welcome.
Housewives of True Crime.
Oh my gosh.
Hawaii time.
I know. I miss you so much.
I know. You guys, I'm on location. Is that what it's called? I'm on location.
Yeah, you're on location.
And guess what? I found myself on location.
White Claw.
A big tall one too.
Oh, extra tall.
Yeah. Have you seen these extra tall ones?
I think I saw one at the, I think I saw one day at the Circle K.
You didn't buy it?
No, I didn't.
I've been waiting for you to have this, by the way. I haven't had one yet. So clink, sweet. Clink.
Clink, I'm gonna... clink, clink. I'm just having Crystal Light, but you know, I've been going to the zoo, so I've been drinking them there.
The White Claws?
The White Claws, but I noticed they got a little more pricey, Tab.
What the hell?
$9.
For a small can?
For a small can, oh, yeah. I mean, I'm all for, you know, feed the animals, right? So... But I was like, huh, $9, you guys raise the price? Because, you know, I drink a lot of White Claws at the zoo. And the guy's like, yeah, because minimum wage went up. So.
Trickles down, folks. It trickles down.
Trickles right down into my belly.
Right down into White Claw. And guess what? Gretchen's still paying for it. So.
That's right.
I guess it works.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. I'm so sorry. That is going to muck up your White Claw experience. You'll just have to bring them in your bag.
I have creative ways.
I know.
Don't tell the zoo.
This probably costs probably $20.
Oh, probably. Don't even look at the bill. Shoot.
In Hawaii, everything is so expensive.
Yes.
Like everything.
Mm-hmm.
Side of bacon. My kids eat like 10 sides of bacon at breakfast. It's ridiculous. Another thing that is extra in Hawaii is the sun. I was used to my kids going outside every day in California and not putting sunscreen on them. I must have forgot my son's back. I got his, you know, front.
Yeah.
Not his back. The poor kid is so sunburned. I'd even tell you, Gretchen. So I did call Gretchen one of the first days and I said, I think I burnt my kid real bad.
Yeah.
Not only did I burn him, Gretch, he got sun poisoning.
Oh yeah. Did he get sick?
Oh, he got a massive rash. All of a sudden I look at his face and he's swollen and he's got this rash all over his face. He's got this rash all over his like whole chest. I'm like, oh shit. So yeah, I mean, immediately Benadryl and Motrin.
Oh my God.
And you know, when you buy Motrin these days, everybody thinks you have COVID. So,
oh my God. Yeah. Well, you know, it's not a vacation unless you got to send somebody to the pharmacy.
That's true. That is true.
Yeah.
So yeah. Well, sun poisoning.
We've been getting some medical attention around here. Oh, well, sort of medical, I guess. Dental medical.
Yeah.
We went to the dentist. You know, the dentist is a little too fun. Because
only for your kids, because they love the laughing gas.
They freaking love the laughing gas. And they do it with lasers now, you know, so it doesn't hurt.
What do you mean? I mean, they do what with lasers?
They fix their teeth with lasers. It's like no drilling.
No way.
Yeah. And my dentist is like freaking Disneyland. It's like the best dentist mm-hmm. ever. Okay. So, and they get like a serious toy when they leave. So they brag about getting cavities.
Dude, sign me up for that dentist.
Oh no, it's awesome. I've
never heard about this.
Oh yeah. So, but my son, it was his first time under the gas. So he goes under the gas and I knew he might be a little trepidatious about it, you know? And it turns out he's a little Reese Witherspoon, you know, sweet as pie, sweetest kid you ever met. Give him a little gas. He goes a little freaking nutso, dude. Just like she did on that police officer.
Oh yeah. I forgot about that.
I haven't had Tab to talk to. So I was like extra chatty with the, you know, dental assistant. Like what's happening, you know?
Oh my God.
She's moving to Arkansas.
Oh.
Anyways, Wyatt just is like, starts freaking out, tries to take the nose off him. And it's like, can you stop talking to my mom and do your job?
Oh my God. Oh, Wyatt.
Oh, I was like
time is money.
Oh my gosh.
I'm sure the dentist was thinking the same thing.
It's embarrassing, right?
Oh, I mean.
Oh my God.
I don't know. Is it at this point?
Yeah.
We're so used to this, like very honest children. Yeah.
Yeah. So she showed him what the laser is. It's just like, she squirts a little water. She's like, this is the laser, dude. This is what you're so afraid of. And then he's on the gas, right? He starts laughing like hysterically, like, oh my God. That's the laser. That's just water. This is a party.
Oh my gosh. That's so funny. Good job for taking your kids to the dentist. I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
Because I remember at one point, Gretchen told me she didn't go to the dentist for like 5 years.
Oh, I don't go. No, I don't go. But my kids go.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm like a good mom, just not that good at self-care.
I know. I shouldn't talk, by the way.
Yeah.
Still wearing my Invisalign, people. It's only been like now.
Oh, seriously?
Going on like 3 years.
Oh my God.
I think I started right when we started this podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, you did.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Still doing it. They look pretty good though.
Chris, oh, they look gorgeous. Tune into YouTube to see.
Getting better and better. Long my eyelashes. Look at these guys. Mm-hmm. That's the Thrive mascara right there. Mm-hmm. Anyways, I have a case for you.
I can't wait to hear it.
Okay. All right, Gretchy Poo and the rest of you. This case comes out of New Zealand.
All right.
You know where New Zealand is, Gretchy?
I'm familiar with the entire globe. I even know that the Middle East is on the continent of Asia. Mostly. That's true.
Mostly?
Egypt is considered the Middle East and it's in Africa.
Oh. See, always learning with your new teacher skills.
I want one
skills.
Of the stars and the shooting star thing over. The
you also you know. Went to Egypt before.
I did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
My geography skills run in my family because when my grandma was still alive, the Pompey, she was a bit of a traveler. She could not get her husband to go with her to Africa, though she went many times, but he agreed to go to Egypt.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. Cause he didn't know.
Okay.
He was a smart guy. So that's where I get it.
All right. Okay, go ahead. Got it. Well, this is not in Egypt or in Africa. It's all the way in New Zealand, where I would love to go. It's been one of my dreams forever to go to New Zealand and Australia. There's so much adventure in New Zealand, like extreme adventure. I'm like way too chicken shit now to do it.
Yeah.
So I have this like thought in my mind that I'll take my kids there when they're in high school or college so that they could do all the extreme stuff.
You could just take him to the safari park. People are real impressed with my kids next to the kangaroos.
Oh, I know. Gretchen posted a picture and everybody's like, wait, what?
Like I was breaking the rule or something. Kangaroos. People are like texting me like, excuse me. I'm like, I didn't break in, you guys. You just walk in.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So So enough about us, Grudge.
Okay, sorry.
This is about a girl named Grace Mullane. She was 21 and just starting out life. She graduated from the University of Lincoln with her bachelor's degree in marketing and advertising.
Nice.
Sounds like a win-win to me.
Smart.
And she was going on a trip of a lifetime. Grace went backpacking to South America for 6 weeks and then going to New Zealand for another 2 weeks. I mean, holy shit, dude.
Wow.
That sounds amazeballs. Mm-hmm. So she leaves in October from her home in Wickford, Essex, UK. She's a Brit. And, you know, we're kind of on a Brit kick with the whole Harry and Meghan, which I now call Mary.
Yeah, what? I haven't.
You have an announcement?
Since I started going back to the gym, I have there's an instructor there, a new instructor.
It's a girl. Okay.
I'm not sure if she's British or Australian. I haven't figured it out, but I like it. I like it a lot.
Are you taking, she's like one of the instructors you've taken.
Mm-hmm.
It's the accent, right? You're like, oh, that.
No, I'm not offended when she tells me to kick it into gear. Yeah.
Maybe that's why I wasn't so offended when my trainer, because he's from the UK, would tell me to kick it into gear too. I'm like, okay,
it's much better with an accent.
It totally is. Mm-hmm. Okay, so she goes to South America, then heads to New Zealand on November 19th, 2018. So not too long ago. And like I said, she's young. And by the looks of her pics, she's like full of life, fun. And what I know about her is that she's independent, tenacious, and strong. I mean, she shows up to a totally different country by herself to backpack through it for an adventure. And that takes some major independence and self-esteem and guts.
Some balls.
Takes some balls, right? Yeah. So I can only imagine that her father and mother helped her, like, mold her into being such a courageous girl. But she also had two brothers. And, you know, I have a daughter that has two brothers. And so she's also a Spitfire. I think it's got to be like something to do with like having to beat up your brothers or having them beat you up all the time. Also, one of her brothers' name is Declan, we have a friend that has a brother named Declan. And I thought that was, you know, you don't hear that name ever here, hardly.
It's Irish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also on her Facebook page, she has a friend named Eilish too.
Because that's also an Irish name.
Yes. So Grace heads off alone and she's about to turn 22 on December 2nd. So on December 1st, you know, before her birthday, she is, I think, kind of probably feeling a little lonely. So she hits up Tinder looking for someone to hang out with for the night. And I get it. She goes hostel to hostel. And listen, I did this trip. I didn't do it in New Zealand, but I did a 6-week backpacking trip, hostel to hostel. And usually you find people to hang out with, right? Like a like-minded person or a couple or just friends that you guys, you know, I went with a boyfriend at the time, but like you just meet people.
Yeah.
And when I went, we didn't have cell phones or Tinder or anything to like find, not even Facebook, right? So I'm sure it's even easier now. You can just like look online to find somebody in the area to hang out with. But
what is it about that though? That is a little scary. Cause I mean, I've done some rugged traveling like yourself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it was nice meeting people, but the idea of like going on an app and meeting someone
seems scarier.
It does.
I know. I don't know if it is. I think that maybe
but
that's
it's like you don't know them anyways. Yeah.
I know, but I think it's our age, Gretch, is that we didn't do it. So it wasn't so familiar to us to do stuff like that.
Yeah.
So to us, it's a little scary. But I think people do it all the time. I think it's a normal thing to do.
Okay. That's probably true.
And so I'm sure she was at the hostel, didn't find anybody that she really clicked with that night. And so she was like, hey, maybe there's somebody that I've like been chatting with on Tinder that wants to go have a good time for the night. And she found somebody. She finds this 26-year-old guy. He's very clean cut. His name is Jesse Kempson. He's dark hair, kind of a military style haircut, nicely dressed. And she's like, yeah, I'll meet up with this guy. Looks nice enough. So she meets him in the town in this area that's like super popular called Sky City Complex. And the two hit it off like right away. They have drinks and burgers and kind of just go bar hopping, bar after bar, drinking, having a great time. From the CCT footage is how I know that they were having such a great time, because there's plenty of pictures.
What's that, CCT?
CCT, you know, it's those cameras that are put up around cities that capture things.
Yeah.
And sometimes if investigators are real good, they'll pull CCT footage from wherever they think they've been. And you can kind of piece together whatever you want, especially if cities have enough of these. And some of them do, you know, and thankfully Auckland, New Zealand has a shit ton. So we see that Grace is smiling. She's laughing. She's kissing him at some point. To me, it looks like they're hitting it off perfectly. Like, you know, we would want to hit it off with some guy if we were on a date, you know?
Yeah.
She texts a friend at some point that she was connecting super well with him. You know, she's like, oh, you know, I'm sure she texted a friend and said, I'm going on this Tinder date. And then she writes her again and says, we're hitting it off so well. He also goes on Facebook and posts under her profile picture, beautiful and very radiant, while they're on the date together at about 9:21 at night. Then at about 9:30 at night, these two head back to Jesse's place. Now, Jesse is living at a hotel, like a weekly hotel, you know, where you pay by the week.
Yeah.
190 pounds is how much he paid for his one bedroom flat. On the CCT footage, it catches these two heading up to his room, but the only person to ever come out of Jesse's room is Jesse himself. Ooh. Grace is never seen leaving Jesse's room and never seen again. So the next morning at 9:30, Jesse hits Tinder up again for a new date. And now this is December 2nd, which is Grace's 22nd birthday. And her parents and friends are trying to call her and wish her a happy birthday. And she's not picking up, which is real bizarre. So obviously her parents are concerned.
Yeah.
They call the hostel and they find out that she did not return that night. And her parents, of course, are in the UK. So her mom just had surgery for cancer, so she could not leave, but her dad immediately gets on a plane to figure out like where his daughter is. And with no cell phone activity and no sightings of Grace, things are not looking good. Police are immediately on top of it. Thankfully, I think New Zealand has a pretty good handle on their people and their police system. And they notice right away that the last person to post on Grace's Facebook was this guy in Auckland, Jesse. So they interview him real quick. And he says, yeah, we went out, we partied, and we left each other around 10 o'clock. Well, it didn't take long for them to pull that CCT footage and see that actually Jesse's full of shit.
Right.
So they pull this guy back in and they say, no, we know that she went up to your room and we know she didn't come out of your room. And we also know a bunch of other things that pretty much make us think that you did something with this woman. You know, there's no denying it. So he kind of like clams up and they know they have their man, but they don't know what happened or where she is.
April is Financial Literacy Month, the perfect time to start teaching your kids the value of money. And Acorns Early makes it easy with their Smart Money app and debit card for kids. Acorns Early Chores Tracker teaches kids that hard work pays off. You just set up their tasks, payment amount, tick off the chores. When they're done, and boom, they've got money in their card. Saving goals help kids turn savings into habit. Kids get a new sense of independence when they spend what they earn with their very own debit card. Plus, kids can build up their money knowledge and their confidence with bite-sized financial lessons. Parents keep track of when and where their kids are spending, get real-time spending notifications. You know, it's a great, great thing. We do it for our kids. I actually am just going to start setting it up for my youngest, but Kyla loves it. She feels very like a grown-up, you know what I mean? But we still have control over what's going on. And it's a great way for her to start saving for a car, like I told you guys she was doing last time I talked about Acorns. Are you ready to help your kids grow money skills that will last a lifetime? Head to acornsearly.com/clink or download the Acorns Early app to get started. Sign up now and your first month is on us. Again, that's acornsearly.com/clink. Acorns Early Card is issued by Community Federal Savings Bank, member FDIC, pursuant to license by MasterCard International. TNCs apply, monthly subscription fee starting at $5 per month unless canceled. I hate to break right in during the middle of a story because you know I love storytelling, but the other thing I love to do is invest. So I had to tell you about Acorns. Acorns is a financial wellness app that makes it really easy to start saving and investing for your future. You don't need to be rich. Acorns lets you get started with just your spare money you've got right now, even if it's just change. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns recommends a diversified portfolio that can help you weather all the market's ups and downs. This is actually my favorite time to start investing, to be perfectly honest with you. You just need to stick with it, and Acorns makes that easy too. Acorns automatically invests your money, giving it a chance to grow with time. It has been really important to me and my family to invest, and I started years ago, and I have weathered some storms, and it has paid off. Sign up now and join the over 14 million all-time customers who have already saved and invested over $25 billion with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/clink. That's acorns with an S .com/clink, or download the Acorns app to get started. Played client endorsement, compensation provided, incentives to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advertisers LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/clink.
Listeners, if you're a parent and your child always has questions on their homework, like mine, and you don't feel equipped to answer them, like me, and you want to save money on private tutoring, who doesn't? Then iXL is right for your family. iXL is an online learning program for kids that can be used on your computer, your phone, or your tablet with the app. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. I love it because of the way the program is designed to help kids really understand and master topics. It's so adaptive. So as your kid uses it, the program figures out what your kid needs more help with. Then it recommends more topics to practice and helps them build any missing foundations and take on challenges when they're ready. iXL is backed by research, and it shows wherever you may be, from California to Florida to Kansas to Hawaii. The research is clear. When kids use this program, they get better test scores. Kids are smart. They may just need more support outside of school. Give them that extra help they deserve with iXL. If your child is struggling, this is a smart investment that you can make for them. Membership starts at only $9.95 a month. I love the value of iXL and how simple it is now for me to find the specific help my kids need. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get iXL now. And Housewives of True Crime podcast listeners can get an exclusive 20% off iXL membership when they sign up today at iXL.com/today. Visit iXL.com/today to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
So it didn't take long for them to piece together the tragedy that happened to Grace, and it's pretty disturbing. So just about an hour after the two went up to Jesse's hotel room, Jesse starts researching online rigor mortis and other things like, are there vultures in New Zealand? And then he researches some other stuff like, and forgive me because I don't know how to say this word, but Waitakere ranges. It's W-A-I-T-A with a little thing on top, K-E-R-E ranges. But it's like a wooded area outside of Auckland where it seems like it'd probably be good to hide a body, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So he researches this area. Then he goes on to Pornhub. Like a fucking freak.
Oh my God. They always always turn to porn.
Why is that? What is it?
I don't know.
It's disturbing. That's what it is.
You know what? This case is like, so reminds me of Luca Magnotta.
I know. It does. Right?
And especially with that little porn twist, because he was all about that break.
Yeah. So then at 9:30 in the morning, he really like hits up some other chick, goes after that. And and by the way, they have all of his every move on CCT footage. So they know exactly what this guy is doing and when he's doing it. So he texts this girl on Tinder, hey, want to meet up? Then he goes and buys a suitcase and rents a car. He then heads back to his hotel room and then goes and meets the new Tinder date. Okay.
Oh my God.
These two went out for some drinks and Jesse is like telling her a few weird things. She actually comes forward and tells her story. And he says to her when they're out that all his friends are police officers. He then tells her that he knew someone that was in jail for life for accidentally killing a woman during rough sex that the girl had asked for.
Oh, geez.
The girl gets like real weirded out.
Yeah.
Their first date, right? She's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And they part their ways. And he, I guess, was parked next to her. And she's like, I wasn't even going to walk to my car with the guy, you know? So she like goes the other way. She had some spidey senses that were like on full alert. And I guess he texted her later if they wanted to have another date. And she was like, no, thanks.
Yeah, no, thanks.
No, thanks. So he leaves that date and then goes and rents a rug doctor. You know, that like self rug cleaning thing. Mm-hmm. He tells the guy that he needed to clean up some red wine spill. And then he puts poor Grace in the suitcase that he bought. And takes one of those carts from the hotel, wheels it into his car, and heads out to the Waitakere ranges to drop Grace's body off there. While Grace's dad is in New Zealand looking for her, they thankfully found her in the ranges.
Did he take the body out of the suitcase?
No, he didn't. He like buried it in a very shallow grave. After he left with the suitcases, he stopped in another store to buy a shovel.
You gotta buy the shovel and pay cash like two weeks before, people.
He's no master criminal, okay?
God.
He's a master creep, but not a master criminal. He, like, everything about it. Like, he's searching shit.
Go to the public library. Don't be searching that on your browser. Gretchen.
Cannot tell people what to do is not okay.
They listen to true crime. They know already.
Maybe they don't.
Okay.
Don't tell people how to do it.
Okay. Okay.
You can watch that show. It's called Get Away with Murder or something.
Gretchy, how's your morning cereal eating going?
You mean my any time of day cereal eating going?
100%. I love eating Magic Spoon cereal for dinner.
Oh my gosh, it's the best way to get in all of your protein. Low carb, friendly.
Low carb. If you guys have not tried Magic Spoon, Gretchen and I are here to tell you that it is hands down the best. And your kids will even eat it. It's like, think about the sugar cereals that we all used to love, except for it doesn't have any sugar. 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and only 4 net grams of carbs in each serving, you guys. Hot damn.
Hot damn is right. We love it around here. Can't get enough.
And if that doesn't float your boat, it's only 140 calories a serving.
That's right.
It's keto friendly, gluten free, grain free, soy free, low carb, and GMO free. And we have more exciting news for you. Magic Spoon will be releasing 2 amazing new flavors this month. For a limited time. Cookies and cream, Gretchen.
I'm so excited.
I can't.
I am legit so excited.
Me too. I cannot wait to get them. And maple waffle. If that isn't the most comforting, indulgent combination, then I really don't know what is, you guys. This is the ultimate treat yourself combo, so make sure you get some while you can for a limited time. You can also build your own box. Available flavors to build your own custom bundle are cocoa, fruity, frosted, peanut butter, and cinnamon. And if you're listening from Canada, guess what? You can now get Magic Spoon too.
Nice.
So guys, go to magicspoon.com/clink clink to grab your new limited edition cookies and cream and maples and waffles. Again, that promo code is clink clink at checkout to save $5 off your order. Remember, get your next delicious bowl of guilt-free cereal at magicspoon.com/clink clink and use the code clink clink to save $5.
Hey, Grutch.
Hey, Tab.
How's your vitamin routine going?
My vitamin routine has been going better than ever since I started taking care of vitamins. I took the easy, convenient quiz online, just like talking to a nutritionist. And I know that I'm taking the right combination because I feel great and I get these cute little packets delivered.
Daily. I mean, they're like little daily packets. So, you know, I was always opening up all those bottles every single day. Not anymore.
Forget about it. Who needs that?
It's amazing, you guys. And listen, I know we're in February already, but we can still have a resolution, right? A New Year's resolution, a 2021 resolution, and make it small, impactful, and get your daily vitamins.
Yeah, self-care. Make it a priority. Take your vitamins.
Take your vitamins. So, you guys, easy online quiz at Care Of, and we have 50% off for you. Boom. Boom. Just go to takecareof.com and enter the code CLINK50. That's right. Go to takecareof.com and enter code CLINK50 for 50% off. So the guy actually had multiple women come forward to confess this a-hole's true character.
Oh, yeah.
He had raped another British tourist less than a year before and strangled her while holding her down and having sex with her.
Oh.
And she never came forward. She's like 19 years old, right? I mean, could you imagine? You're just like thankful to be alive, I'm sure, that you made it out of the situation.
I can imagine not coming forward, but what was her reason?
That she didn't come forward?
Yeah.
She just said, she said she was scared and she was in a different country. And so she probably just, I mean, I don't know if we've all been in this situation where, no, of course we have never all been in this situation, but there's been plenty of times and people I've known that have been in situations that for sure could have been taken to the police and just weren't,
yeah.
You know? So, yeah. And especially when you're young, right? You almost feel like maybe I shouldn't have been there.
I hope things are changing, but yeah, there's a lot of shame surrounding it that is like totally self-imposed because no one would blame you.
No, no,
no.
But you're embarrassed.
But I understand it. Yeah. Yeah.
You have to admit that, mm-hmm. You know, you actually went home with a guy on the first date. Mm-hmm. You know, that's also can be seen as shameful.
What is one lesson you learned the hard way? Let me tell you, in my early years, it was overspending, credit cards, and simply not putting my money where it could grow. You've heard us talk about Acorns before, and today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. April is Financial Literacy Month. That's right. They made a whole month reminding you to finally take control of your money. Good news is, you don't need 30 days. Acorns makes it easy to start saving and investing for your future in just 5 minutes. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that matches you and your money goals. You don't need to be rich. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now, even if all you have is spare change. Honestly, you don't need a lot of time to set up. 5 minutes and you are on the road to your future. Currently, Kyla, my daughter, is looking into her future and the ways to make her money grow. You know, a car is right around the corner for this teenager. So teaching her the ways to invest with Acorns is making it so easy for us. Sign up now and join the over 14 million all-time customers who have already saved and invested over $25 billion with Acorns.
Head to acorns.com/clink or download the Acorn app today to get started. Paid client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, and SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/clink. You remember when Gretchen talked about True Diagnostics' True Age test? It's a test that basically tells you if your actual age matches your bio age, like how fast our bodies and all our important stuff inside is aging. Well, I found out my biological age, which directly predicts my risk for serious disease. Here's why it matters. Research shows that if your biological age is even just 5 years older than your actual age, your risk of developing diseases like cancer and heart disease can jump up as much as 30 to 50%. And that's a big freaking deal. And it's completely avoidable. The good news is nearly 90% of our biological aging is in our hands. Yes, it's driven by the lifestyle we lead, you guys, the habits we have, the alcohol, all that stuff, the environments that you live in, which means we actually have a lot of control over it. I have been really diving into my health lately, and after this test, it has just confirmed that I want to stick with making those healthy choices so I can live longer and better. The test is super easy. It comes in the mail. It's a little finger prick. And then 2 to 3 weeks later, you have your results. If you care about protecting your health and want to find out what your real age is, head over to truediagnostic.com and use my code CLINK to get 25% off your entire order or subscription. That's True Diagnostic, TRUDiagnostic.com. So TRUDiagnostic. Use our show CLINK at checkout for 20% off. Your future self will thank you.
Listeners, has it ever felt like you're doing everything right, eating healthy, working out, and yet your energy still crashes or your mood swings hit out of nowhere like a twist in a crime story you didn't see coming? I've been there too, and what I've discovered is that many of these issues could be tied to hormonal imbalances, like a hidden criminal lurking in the background, throwing everything off track. But here's the good news. This is one criminal mystery you can solve with Happy Mammoth. No need for a long, deep dive investigation. Just take the free 2-minute quiz from Happy Mammoth. Answer a few questions about what you're experiencing and where you're at in life, and you'll uncover the real culprit behind your hormonal symptoms. And the best part? After taking the quiz, you'll get a personalized recommendation to help you balance your hormones so you can feel like yourself again. So check out Happy Mammoth, the creators of Hormone Harmony, because they are dedicated to making women's lives easier, especially moms. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. According to a survey, 86% of women started losing weight, 77% said it improved their mood, and the biggest benefit, 100% of women surveyed said they're feeling like themselves again. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code CLINK at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code CLINK for 15% off today.
Mm-hmm. And maybe, you know, like when you get older, you're like, I don't care. You know?
Yeah, who cares? Yeah. Like,
but
you do you.
When you're young, you don't want to be come off as like,
yeah,
you know,
whatever. We judge ourselves too much when we're young.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So he also posted things on Tinder to girls, like, for instance, this one is in quotes. He says he likes feet, domination, and strangulation. I don't know about you, but that pretty much would scare me right away.
Does not float my boat. No. Nope.
Doesn't. Nope. So they also found out that he was a pathological liar, carrying out very elaborate stories as to why he was in New Zealand, because he was from Australia. So he said he was in the CIA. He was a spy. He worked for the government. I mean, it would explain the haircut. See how that.
Oh, you know, yeah. Like kind of
military haircut. But I also think it enables his victims to think he's an authority figure and kind of trust him. If somebody tells you they're like high up in the government, or they're a spy, or they're, you know, like CIA, then you're like trusting of the person.
And if they tell you, you know, they're affiliated with CIA or something and all their friends are police officers, you're not likely to tell on them.
Well, that's true too.
Yeah.
So in New Zealand, they withhold the name of the perpetrator until convictions and all appeals have gone through, which is pretty crazy. I mean, yeah. I get it.
I don't hate that.
I don't hate it either. However, what I do hate is it prevents people from coming forward before you're convicted, right? So it's like they can't, like, you know, that girl, the other British person, couldn't come forward before they let his name out, right?
Right.
And who knows how many more people have come forward. Only two other victims have come forward since, but his name was just released December of this past year. So December 2020. It kind of got leaked beforehand, but really, like, I read all these articles where they would not release his name. And then just this past December, they finally did. And let me tell you, he was convicted again and sentenced to 11 years to run consecutively with his 17-year sentence that he got for grace, which I just don't think is enough.
No. 17 years? 17 years? Life.
I think life too.
Life.
His ex-girlfriend came forward and said he used to terrorize her. He also said that he was CIA to her and that he was sent to kill her.
Oh my God. Okay. Listen, somebody like that gets out again, he's going to find somebody else.
Dude, 100%.
Yeah.
17 years. He's 26.
You need to rethink your New Zealand travels or get that done in the next 17 years.
Seriously. I don't know if they let out early or whatever, but there were also things brought up in court about Grace's sex preferences and that she liked, you know, BDSM or whatever. And as we know from our Patreon episode with Amy, it can be done safely, right?
So, yeah, and so what?
And that's what I think. And I think that what they were trying to say was that Jesse accidentally killed her. It's not an accident. He took his fetish too far.
Yeah.
And her bruises were far beyond pleasurable pain. They said that he forced strangled her so strong for over 5 minutes.
Oh my God.
He also,
No, I was just going to say, and what if she was into it? What if she was going along with it and he took it too far and it was an accident? Well, then stop. Call 911. Get some help. There's no excuse.
You don't look up porn afterwards. That's not what you do. He did it on purpose. The victim that got away, she said that she could not sleep for so long because she would just wake up and think about the way his eyes and anger popped out of his head when he was strangling her. So he's a creep. He also, by the way, took pictures of Grace's dead body after she died and like manipulated her in like sexual ways. So by no means was this an accident or anything gone wrong. And by no means was this Grace's fault at all. And I know that some news reports after it happened really did victim shame her for liking that kind of behavior. And I don't know if she did or not. Like, I didn't go into that, and whether or not she did, it doesn't matter, you know, whatever. Like, whoever, she was not signing up to get murdered by some freak.
Yeah.
So anyways, I think there's also like some learning lessons, right? I'll tell you what Gretchen and I do a lot. We shoot pings as to where we are.
Oh yeah. We do that all the time. Yeah.
We also send photos of the people that we are with and the names so that in case something happens, like the other day I was buying some stuff and it was in this area that I thought was maybe not so, I don't
desirable.
Know. It just looked odd to me. It looked like an odd place and I was by myself and I'm like, I'm walking into this odd area and here's exactly where I'm at.
Well, it's like industrial. So it's like not a lot of people around, kind of an industrial area. Yeah. Kind of thing.
And no windows. Like there was, you know, I'm walking into like a warehouse type looking thing that has absolutely no windows and just like a metal door. And so I'm like, okay, if I'm not out in 5 minutes, please call somebody. Yeah. This is exactly where I'm at. And you know what I also thought is, if you do go out with somebody that you don't really know, take a photo with them, right? And be like, oh, I'm going to send my friend this photo of you and your name, and just tell them.
That's good advice. Yeah.
Because you're less likely, I think, if they think they're going to get, like, if they're going to get caught for murdering you, then they'll be like, move on. You know what I mean? So
yeah, that's why I take pictures of people that work on my house.
100%. Always.
Because I think they're less likely. I just tell them, like, I got to take your picture. I do it for everybody that comes over here.
Yeah. Or take a picture of their license.
They think I'm nuts. But I think if they were thinking about kidnapping one of my children or stealing my 15-year-old TV, then they're going to rethink it, because they're going to be like, oh, that crazy bitch took my picture. You know? Because yeah, you're right. That's the first thing I'm going to do is be like, oh, this guy worked for HVAC. His name is Thomas.
Yes.
This was the last stranger in my house. You might want to see what he's been up to.
And tell them that you're sending it to somebody, and send it. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, as long as somebody knows right away, then, I mean, this guy's big mistake was writing on Grace's Facebook. He would have got caught eventually, because they would have pulled up her Tinder or whatever and like figured it out. But it led them right to him. You know,
he could have
been
out of the country like Luca Minotta.
True. So that is the sad story of Grace. And I was kind of like looking for something that had to do with just kind of online and how we can be a little cautious of for ourselves and our safety. And like us, you know, Gretchen and I, we're a little, my husband's always like, you guys are a little extra. I'm like, it's good.
Oh yeah. Yeah. No, it's
I think being extra is the best way to be. Mm-hmm. In some ways. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's it. That's our story today.
That's a whop. That's okay. Well, rest in peace, Grace. That sucks. I know.
And she was a real cutie, and she had like a big bright smile on her. You know what I noticed, by the way?
Yeah.
I used to have a big bright smile too. And I don't know if your smile goes away when you get older. I mean, like Julia Roberts still has this like big, beautiful, like mouth, you know, I'm like, what happened to my big, beautiful mouth? I used to have a bigger one.
Children?
No, I just scream at them. God's punishing me.
And every time you scream, it just makes it a little
tighter.
Bit smaller.
Uh-huh. He's like, I must be like, I need to be like a little miniature mouse. Just peep. Mm-hmm. By the way, my kids have when we first got here, they were fighting so much. I was like, I'm leaving you next time. We take you on vacation. Yeah. Not doing it. God, it's been like so annoying. Oh, by the way, we got a question from one of our listeners, and I wanted to answer it because she said that she got Botox and her husband was real PO'd about it.
Oh.
And she wants to know what to do because he's like, you know, very natural guy and his whole family is really natural. And like, do we have any advice for that? So I think we do have some advice.
Yeah.
Because although my husband he doesn't care. There's some other people in my family that are more caring, I think. There's like a phone ringing in my hotel room and nobody's in here except for me. It's weird.
Hopefully those people aren't listening. Okay. I have a lot of advice.
Okay.
First of all, my husband doesn't listen to the podcast. And if anybody tells him I said this, then consider us not friends. Okay. For one, my husband has no idea how much Botox costs. He thinks it's like $5. I don't know. He knows I do it. Never let them know how much it costs. That is so key. Never let them know.
Yeah. You know what you could do real good? Like when you go to the grocery store, pay with your debit card and just start siphoning a little bit of money out of your debit account so that when you go, you could pay with cash.
Call and ask when they have specials. Like my dermatologist has like a special like twice a year where you get like, I don't know, like 25% off or whatever. Okay. So there's that. Also, I do try to schedule it when he is like out of town. And you got to come up with excuses ready for why your lips look so big or you look a little puffy. Like, oh my God, I got stung by a bee today. Or is it just me? Or is there a lot of pollen in the air right now? Something like that.
I hit myself on the counter with like... But I think there is like, if you want to be more honest and let them know, it's really about you personally feeling better about yourself. And honestly, when you feel better about yourself, you want to have sex with your husband more.
Oh yeah. And if all else fails, just put out.
Yeah, that's true.
And that they'll get over it.
Be like, 100%. Every time I get Botox, it makes me want to have sex with you.
That's right.
And so then you could get Botox every day.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's also that. Don't even though it's tempting, don't
I light
get
one out.
A Groupon.
Oh, do not get a Groupon. Oh,
don't
my God,
get a Botox
there.
Groupon. I've looked like one eyebrow, like it's not good. Go, you got to pay. You got to go someone legit. Also, I was really sad about this actually just recently. My husband had to go to the dermatologist. He was growing like a freaking horn on his head. It started looking like a horn. And he's like, I know you have a dermatologist.
I know. She was so worried about the dermatologist, him finding out the prices of Botox at the dermatologist.
I was so stressed out about it.
He cannot go to my dermatologist. I was like, yes,
he was
he
like,
can.
I have to go. And I, you know, he's not going to find one for himself. Also, my dermatologist is smoking hot, like a freaking Barbie doll. And you walk in there and it's like crystals and marble and just beautiful and girly. And I was like, I don't want all your like man energy in my happy place. Okay.
Aww.
Keep it out. But she did. She cut the,
she cut it off.
She okay, did.
Good.
But what do you think about this? He also had this like this funky thing on the back of his neck. And he like, this is so gross, but he like pops it like once a month.
Ew.
And so he's like, can you just like dig this
take
out?
It out? What is
and
it?
She's like, I don't know. But she's like, oh, I think you should just keep popping it.
Ew, no, dig it
I'm
out.
Like, oh my God.
No.
That's weird. I'm going to have to chat with her about that because I don't like that thing.
No. Okay. So I need to give a shout out to Aldo.
Okay.
Aldo just moved to North Carolina from Dallas. Listen, Aldo, I don't know why we moved away from Dallas. Well, I kind of know. He said that we helped him through his divorce,
aww,
which is awesome. And so shout out his best friend, Alex, and him. Love listening to us. So clink, clink.
Clink, clink, dude.
Yeah.
You know what else helps with a divorce? Tequila.
And get Botox. Some.
Yeah.
Botox.
Whatever.
Whatever works. Yeah. Okay. You guys, I did an escape room in Maui.
You guys are obsessed with those.
So fun. It was so fun. I wrote on the wall. It was one you can write on like
oh
every
God.
Wall.
It's like vandalism.
Guys. No. Everybody writes on the wall there. You write whatever you want. If anybody goes, you could see my little signature. Take a picture. Guys are in Maui. Mystery Maui escape rooms. It's super fun. Just letting you know. Also had myself a great Mai Tai at the Monkey Pod Kitchen.
Oh, nice.
Okay. I want to give a shout out to Catherine Curtis for posting about us. If you guys want to, we will shout you out if you tag us in one of your post. That is so nice. Paige also gave us a little love. She loves watching us. And she, you know what she did? Which I really appreciate. She posted a picture of us, our YouTube. Okay. Like a snapshot.
Mm-hmm.
And we both look good.
Oh, really? I was just thinking, I was like, did I look like this?
Yeah. Because like every that. Time I try to do it, it's like the yeah. worst pictures. And so I'm like, girlfriend has it down.
That's talent. Thank you.
And I really appreciate it.
Yeah. So,
thank you, Paige.
Yeah.
Okay. Bethany also. I'll get back to you, Bethany. Don't you worry. I gotcha, by the way. You don't know what that's about yet, Crutchy, but I'll tell you. Stephanie Sanchez, thank you so much for listening to us. Mama Sketty. Mama Sketty, that is so cute. That name. I'm so down with that name. And Lydia Kristen, thank you so much. Missy Torres, thanks for writing us. And I think that's it for this week, guys. Tag us and we will give you a shout out. Anything else, Crutchy? Follow us on Housewives. Oh, I did notice Housewives, a true crime keto group comes up first. If people search Housewives, a true crime group, that's
probably why so many people join that group. But yes, our crime group is Housewives of True Crime group. And I just want to say thank you to all the people I asked for some case suggestions, and people are like on fire. Yeah. I'm so happy. We're going to like keep going back to that feed and get through as many of them as we can. So thank you so much.
Yeah.
Keep them coming. We love it.
And if you haven't rated and reviewed us, that'd be awesome too. Thank you so much. And you guys are awesome. I'll see you back in the Big D next week.
I can't wait.
In my closet. Oh, and a couple people have asked us if we would do a meet and greet when you come out to Dallas.
Why not?
Right?
Sure.
So maybe we plan that, Gretchy. That'd be kind
of
fun.
Okay, sounds fun.
All right, clink, clink.
Clink, clink.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.